The basic theme of the feminist life script is work hard in school, go to college, then get established in your career, maybe buy a house, and then think about getting married and having kids. That's basically the script. And I come from a conservative politically and a devoutly religious family, and I've maintained both of those things, you know, through adulthood. So you wouldn't expect me to be someone who would set expectations for my life that, you know, really fit feminism better than I think they fit, you know, Christianity or even conservative political ideas. And I didn't realize that, of course, until soon after I got married. I was in D.C. at my first big job. I was very excited to be there. You know, everything was going according to plan. And then I started, I'm laughing now because I recognize the symptoms now very well, but at the time I had no idea what was going on. My body started to act crazy. I was hungry and tired and sick all the time. You know, and then I decided to take a pregnancy test finally, and of course I was pregnant. And so I was devastated. Completely devastated. And again, I mean, in high school, I was the leader of our state youth, you know, pro-life organization. So, you know, I'm pro-babies ideologically, but in real life, I did not have a mentality or make choices or want to make choices that really supported my pro-life orientation. So having that baby really did throw me off the script. The day I started to stop being a feminist was the day I saw, you know, the positive pregnancy test. Because everything about having a baby and having a family has very slowly but over time completely changed my mind on all these very important fundamental things. And so thank God for that baby. God used him to redeem me from an anti-human orientation that I didn't even know that I had.